You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Well, hold on. There we go.
You left your voice somewhere.
Woo, I left my voice in San Francisco.
Good morning, Christy Simone. What's up?
Edward P. Alexander.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. Relaxing weekend. How was your trip to the top of the mountain?
It was interesting.
To the mountainside. Yeah, was it? Cold on
went,
the mountain?
Went up more than you know.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry. Ooh.
Went up to the to meditate in the mountains. And,
good.
I'll tell you later more about it.
Yeah.
It was fine, but good.
Good.
Good, well, good,
a little,
good.
A little fresh air.
The I will tell you that, you know, coming back to Tucson over the weekend was just fine, and had a good weekend, and finished off yesterday. I was the part of the Sister Jose Women's Shelter spring luncheon that they do.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was, I'll tell you a little bit more about that as we move on. What did you do this weekend, sir?
Relax a little bit. So so Friday night, took the missus to the new Chinito Gordo.
Gordo.
Si. Or is it Gorda? Because it's, I'm not sure.
It's Gordo.
I think so. Anyhow.
I know so.
Okay. It was nice and pleasurable. The food was very good. It was like being at, on this side of the border in Nogales or something, having a real Mexican dinner. It was,
wow.
I really
big
enjoyed
praise.
It. Yeah.
What'd you get?
The birra, how do you pronounce it?
Birria.
Birria. It was marvelous. In the Michelada, and I was in heaven, man, let me tell you.
What did Mrs. Ahab?
I can't remember right now.
Okay.
It was good. I think she got the chicken or something like that, but it was very good. Now, there's two rooms. There's the side with the bar.
Yeah.
Which has the original adobe walls still.
Yep.
And that's cool. And then there's the other room that looks like here. Yeah. Pretty damn plain. I want to go in the one with a little bit of atmosphere.
Feels a little adobe-ish.
Yeah. And so make sure you but otherwise if you know, the food is what it's all about. It was very good. It was very nice and very pleasurable. You know, nice people. The waiter was just falling all over. It was very good.
Good.
Yeah. So that was Friday night. Saturday night, we had a wedding to go to. So I missed the basketball game. Guess I didn't miss much, huh? And then yesterday was just catch up stuff, get things done, relax, waiting for this moment.
Oh my God! What
see
a
that?
What a sicko!
See that?
What a sicko! The part of, on my trip I can tell you about. Let's just say I was in spent some time in northern New Mexico.
Cool.
And I definitely was in Santa Fe for a little bit. And
thought about you in Santa Fe. That would be nice this time of year.
The kind of a very nice morning. One of our mornings was where we stayed had a nice kind of included New Mexico kind of breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Had a cool little breakfast room with had the fireplace going and everything like that. So you could have your chorizo and eggs with your cup of coffee in front of the fireplace.
In Santa Fe, that's not bad.
And then went over to, of course, downtown. And I love that cathedral, the St. Francis Cathedral there.
Mm.
And I remember we were walking out in front of the cathedral, right in front of the big metal doors. And they have a beautiful statue of St. Francis and the Wolf of Gubbio, who looks like one of my
Ooh.
Old dogs.
Ooh.
I'll explain it to you one day.
Okay.
Cradle Catholic. And so as we're sitting out there on the right on the plaza right there, and right in front of the church, you can smell the New Mexico pinyon pine that
yes.
was burning in the fireplaces at La Fonda.
That's all I need.
Right? So we're sitting in front of it's a cold, crisp morning. It's like 33 degrees out, 34 degrees out, standing in front of St. Francis. And all of a sudden we smell this like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So, of course,
I love that.
So we went over to La Fonda and had a cappuccino in front of the fireplace. Was pretty good stuff. So did that. Of course, a little shopping.
Okay, a little
as,
bit.
As we like to say. And then we had, And then I will tell you a couple of things I can tell you from the trip. On our way back, we went to beautiful, well, not so, it's okay, San Antonio, New Mexico.
Never heard of it.
It's a middle of nowhere between Albuquerque and Las Cruces, basically.
Okay.
And this is there's two places there that are, quote, known for green chili cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay.
So what happened was the last time me and Mrs. D were through there was during the Christmas holidays, and the one place called the Buckhorn Saloon was closed. And so we went to the other place, which is called the Owl Bar, which has lots of atmosphere, but the burger was okay. It was okay. A crappy little white bun. It was, can I say that? Anyway, so this time we went to the Buckhorn, and that's the place to go.
Okay.
Hand-formed, half-pound burgers, beautiful, very nice to sit inside. They had a wood-burning oven in there. So we're literally, I'm sitting next, it was, you know, still cool and crisp, right? And we're sitting out, you know, we're sitting in here next to this big fire having this amazing green chili cheeseburger. I'll show you a picture of it later.
Okay,
and
sounds great.
That was pretty good. So overall, great trip. And then, like I said, yesterday was a beautiful day. Me and Mrs. D went to the Sister Jose Women's Shelter Spring Annual Luncheon at the El Conquistador. And, of course, Bert Lopez is a big supporter of Sister Jose, so I'm sure he gives them a killer deal so they can raise as much money as humanly possible, which is great. And first and foremost, the Wake Up Tucson listeners got a lot of love at this thing. Not only was, you know, the Wake Up whole thing up on their screens, you know, the big screens, but you guys were, you know, kind of mentioned twice in the bullet in the program.
Super.
Pretty and nice. Then Gene Fettigan, friend of the show, who's the executive director, actually got up and talked about, she said, it's so amazing. I come on Chris's show in, I don't know, April, and I mention, we really need water. And his listeners were so amazing. She goes, they kept me stocked in water through December.
Sweet.
And she goes, they saved, you know, basically the lives you guys. And you know what's so amazing about Sister Jose? You know, the many hands make the light, the work light.
Mm-hmm.
There are people from all, every corner of this community that are digging in to help in this. And you see it at Gospel Rescue, too, over at the Center for Opportunity. The amount of people from different parts of life that are jumping in to help here. And so what happened was they asked me if I could, of course, there's the part where we'd like you to support them and fill the envelope sitting in front of you to support Sister Jose. So I was honored. I was asked to do the ask, as we like to say, for Sister Jose.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as I said to them, I go, as a lot of you know that's sitting in this room, whenever you go hang out with Gene or you go to the Sister Jose Women's Shelter, it makes you do things you never thought you would do. Like, I'm like, how many people in this room visited once and now you're working one shift a week for the last 7 years at the Sister Jose Shelter? And there's people like, yeah, that's me. You know, so it was really it was a good for the soul moment. There was 500 people.
Wow.
At the luncheon. It was packed.
And this was where?
At the El Conquistador up in Oro Valley.
Marvelous.
And so I was totally honored that they asked and totally honored that I could speak on behalf of this great organization. So I'll there's some pictures up on the Christopher D. Simone Facebook page. I got a couple more that I'll put up. But the Wakeys were fully honored at the Sister Jose annual luncheon. And you guys, again, are totally amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, folks.
We got a couple of guests today. It's busy because when I'm gone, and for all, also guest hosts, thank you, Shelly, Matt, Jonathan, Sean. Thank you, guys and ladies. We appreciate your efforts. You know, I literally, it took me 17 minutes to prep for the show today because everything's been piling up. So we got to talk about this thing about the governor and the governor having Republicans walk away from this sanctuary cities bill.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about TEP rate hikes. We're going to talk about elected officials who would like to do their job from a Caribbean island.
Hmm.
We got to talk about the Bernie train and the down ballot for the Republicans. We're going to talk about Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and Chris Matthews in my mailbox.
I have we got to start doing a new segment, the Trump Derangement Syndrome Quote of the Week.
Okay.
You know, there's so many good ones. I saw a great Atlantic story that was so funny. It literally said, what if Trump refuses to, like if he, like, doesn't win election, or he wins election in 8 years and then, you know, he doesn't want to leave office? This is literally the Atlantic. You want Trump
to... we're worried about?
This is a, quote, supposedly an intelligent, informed publication.
Yeah.
What if Trump doesn't want to leave office? What can we legally do?
Already trying to get him out. He's not even back yet.
No, he's going to get the Supreme Court to go along with, you know, getting rid of the whatever amendment, whatever part of the Constitution says.
Do you think he really wants to do this? Come on. I'm thinking about that over the weekend, too, without any of this other background, and just going like, this guy really doesn't need this job. Doesn't really. I'm surprised if he's going to actually run again, actually. But he doesn't want to do this the rest of his life, deal with these, quote, idiots on Capitol Hill half the time. He could have a life. He's got lots of places he and his missus could go and enjoy themselves the rest of their life. He's not, you know, come on.
Now, if you told me he wants his son to be the president after him, we'll have that discussion.
Oh, jeez. That's funny.
And, of course, I sent that out to you guys this morning. You got to love these kids at Mardi Gras.
I haven't get the Mardi Gras yet. It's coming. Tomorrow's Fat Tuesday, so let's do this.
It's the float of... They made a float in the Mardi Gras parade. You're going to love this, Ed. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton choking Jeffrey Epstein to death on a float.
In his cell. Nice. Nice job. Reality strikes New Orleans once.
That's crazy. God.
That's great. Oh, man.
Can't make it up. Thank you, residents of NOLA. 790-2040. We got brewed coffee and pastitsi here from Malta Joe to start off our Monday. So.
Last week, brewed coffee.
I know. So they're having a big party Saturday, 6 o'clock, until
they run out of coffee.
Until they run out of coffee.
That is so
6
cool.
6 p.m. live music.
Phil and Kate,
coffee.
Swan song.
Yep, coming up this Saturday. So, Ed and Chris and you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, KVOI, local news and talk.
Let me see here. So I was parked in the parking lot the other day, and there's a sign. It says Roger Klein and the Peacemakers, little sticker on the car. I said, hell yeah. Here we go. Hey, I learned how to make coffee while you were gone. How do you do this thing? Where's the water?
Well, then we got to hide the filter basket, and you know, it's like an Indiana Jones movie trying to make coffee around here. Yep. So, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. I love Mark Knopfler, good man. I wouldn't call that the best guitar solo of all time, but God bless him.
Yeah.
Everyone's got their, you know, whoever posted that, God bless him.
Oh, there are many of them on there, so it wasn't just that one. So,
you got a big week coming up.
Yeah, I do. I try to keep my mind on my work for a little while here.
We'll be okay. How long are you going to be here this week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So.
All right. Very cool. Who's filling in for you?
Ray.
Okay.
Brother Ray will be here.
Very nice.
Holding down the fort.
Very, very good.
Behind the B3 organ. He'll be here directing the show. It'll be great.
I can see Ray behind a B3 organ. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I guess, Bernie wins the Nevada caucus thing. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Go Bernie.
So, what's interesting about this is, of course, your mainstream, whatever's left of mainstream Democrats, who get past the... what's funny about Bernie is it's getting them past their Trump derangement syndrome.
Yes.
Right? And even they don't want Bernie.
Like, of course not.
So we've had,
what can they do to cut him off at the knees? That's the big question.
So we had, of course, Chris Matthews, who you can't get more mainstream media than Chris Matthews, who basically is not a big fan of Bernie Sanders being the nominee. So, of course, this one is Chris Matthews compared Bernie's decisive win in the Nevada caucuses. This is according to thehill.com.
Mm-hmm.
With the Nazi invasion of France. quote, I was reading about last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general, Reynaud, called up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill says, well, how can that be? You've got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? And Reynaud said, it's over. So, of course, you have folks who are calling out for Chris Matthews' job. You know, because you should never. Well, we used to say you should never go full Nazi because, but that's
right.
Ever since Trump got elected, it's okay.
Everything
to say
is Nazi. Yeah, everything is Nazi. you can say the word now, and it's crazy.
Then Chris has said maybe we're better off with 4 years of Trump, four more years of Trump than Bernie.
Hey, no kidding.
Tearing down the Democrat Party. What I love about the Bernie thing. So this has to shake out for the Democrats one way or the other. This is you just have bad choices.
Yep.
Right?
Look at them. Yeah. On stage. Yeah.
It's like you're going to a, you know, you have a, you have to go take a, you have a variety of five different cars to take to a car show. Right? One's a rusted out Dodge Dart. One's a Yugo.
Ooh. Ooh. God.
Great.
Yeah.
One's an AMC Pacer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your struggle as a Democrat. Is which one of these rusty cars am I picking for the car show? It's tough. Now, Bernie, the reason people like Bernie, I think, at least if you're a Democrat, is he's definitely an impassioned communist. Mm-hmm. Or at least socialist.
Socialist, sure.
Like, he's been walking this walk. It's not like Bernie's changed his tune. I'm going to raise taxes on you. Yay!
Yeah, people, yay! That's what's the matter with this country. Yay! Tax me some more. That's what I need.
Right. We're going to put it through the most inefficient instrument ever, which is the United States government.
Yay!
If you give it, yeah, you know, and these people are going nuts.
Yay! Free everything for everybody, and you all going to pay for it. And I'm going to die before I finish office. Come on. Jeez.
So you got Bernie. But then everyone else, Amy Kablooker, whoever that is, seems like a nice lady.
It sounds like Saturday Night Live. Is she on Saturday Night Live?
It sounds like one of the... That's right? True. Oh, Amy Poehler.
Oh, Amy Booker.
I can see Don Pardo doing that.
Right? Right.
You know, Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Amy Kablooker.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Then, but she's a wet blanket personality-wise.
Well, from President of the United States? We don't even know who the hell she is.
Okay.
She's going to run the free world? Come on.
So, Mayor,
really?
Mayor Pete.
No, Pete, he's another one. He's a mayor. From mayor to the White House. That'll work.
Rahina can dream. And then, what's the other one I was thinking? Then Joe Biden, he doesn't know what city he's in half the time.
No.
And
prop him up.
What's the other one I was thinking about here? Oh, and then Liz, right? So Liz Warren.
Poor she having a hard time. It's a bad year for Liz.
Liz is just unlikable by everybody.
Mm.
She's too...
Good point. That's a good way to put
it. She's just unlikable. She's just too strident, right? She's actually a little more annoying than Hillary Clinton when she talks because she's trying so hard. And you can just tell. Look at me. I'm relevant. She keeps screaming at you that she's relevant in a way. And I think even Democrats are like, eh. And I think because she's so... I think Democrats saw that they couldn't win with Hillary, the greatest candidate ever against Trump. Mm-hmm. How are they going to do with a pale, more strident version of her called Liz Warren? So when we come back after Bloomberg, we're going to talk about, if you remember in the old days, like 4 years ago, it was, do Republicans down ticket from Trump worried about whether they should identify themselves with Trump or not, right? And we're going to talk about Democrats on the down ballot if Bernie's the guy, how they're going to play that, and especially in the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. So... Ed Alexander, Christy Simone. Give us a call. 790-2040 is the phone number. Got some friends from the OV Historical Society are going to drop by. Dr. Mark Stegman in the third hour.
Good deal.
Wake up, Tucson, 1030 Voice.
Neil Young, why not? Hey, he's an American citizen now, right? Is that right?
Whatever.
Yeah. figured I'd get a rise out of him. There you go.
He did come out for Bernie over the weekend.
Did he really?
So, you know.
Of course.
Trump's a disgrace. And
free. Oh, I know.
He's coming out for
Bernie. Yeah, that's
Bernie.
Why he wants to be American citizen. These people.
790-2040 is the phone number. A man whose company's name was right above the Wakeys in a lot of the stuff at the Sister Jose wingding yesterday. Bruce Ash on line two. Bruce, good morning, sir.
Hey, Chris. I tuned in a little late, so I didn't hear what you talked about with the Sister Jose brunch yesterday. But wake up, Tucson listeners, and you really need to be proud of your host. I have never seen a guy get up cold right out of the audience and do the pitch that Chris did yesterday. He touched hearts, and he also touched nearly everybody's pocketbook to raise a ton more money for Sister Jose. He was brilliant, and most of the blue-haired ladies in this crowd probably have never listened to Wake Up Tucson. They probably will start listening after today. Chris, you know, I...
Not after you call them blue-haired old ladies, they won't be called.
Oh, no, that's... Hey, I'm a gray-haired old guy, but you know what, Chris? As a friend, I am very, very proud of you. As a colleague, I can't congratulate you more. Thank you very, very much for doing everything that you have done now for a long time for Sister Jose. I am your ally in this. My wife and I have supported Sister Jose from the very start, and what you did yesterday was really an act of loving kindness. So thank you.
Thanks for the kind words. I was honored that asked me to do it. So.
Oh, they made a great choice, too.
All right. Thanks, Bruce.
You bet.
You can catch Bruce. We just heard him on the promo. He'll be back on Buckmaster's show.
With Buckmaster today, isn't
he? At 12 o'clock. So, yeah, again, totally honored. And you know how Joe Higgins would make fun of me that I do a show with no notes or anything like that? I did do that cold yesterday. So, it's one of the things where I started, like, I wanted to write, like, a thing down, and then I kind of wanted to feel the room a little bit, and it all came to me literally a minute before I got up and talked. So, I was honored that Gene and Julie and the crew asked me, so they can ask me again. I'd do it again. Umpire John, Liz Warren has all the charm of an ex-spouse.
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
Hold on, I got to get the zinger on that one. Hold on. The old dinger. Hold on. Thank you.
Ding, 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 ding. That's a good one.
So I remember 2 years ago when Martha, 3 years ago, it was the idea that, you know, Martha or any of these people, should they associate themselves with Trump, right? After some of the comments that came out of his mouth, the Billy Hoosie video and all that jazz. Now, look how the worm has turned. 3 years later, there's more Republicans running for Congress now than like a long time. It's like a mildly record number of Republicans. I mean, look at CD2 to run against Ann Kirkpatrick. Now, Ann has been... Anyway, I'm not going to touch Ann right now. We got like 8 people running against Ann in that race. And look at Martha. She was on the show last week. I can't wait to go hang out with President Trump at the rally. Where before it was, I'll show up to the rally, but it wasn't like I would go out and say on the air, God, I want to get some more Trump rally going. And I was on the road. I guess little Schweikert was up there with the Prez. Olivia.
So, yes, I heard.
Yep. So that was...
Stole the show.
As she always steals the show.
Great.
So she stole the show when David... Remember she was like, what? She was a year old when he brought her to the Wake Up Tucson party at the Marriott that day. She literally was sitting on the podium as he was doing his discussion. So Olivia only works the best rooms. Wake Up Tucson and Trump rallies.
See that?
The big rooms. But what I was going to say is... if Bernie really is the Democrat presidential candidate. Now, if I want to go into the old conspiracy file, and if the powers that be don't want Bernie, again, I don't know how this would work in relation to how does going into their convention with how many delegates he gets and all that jazz, right? Because they already screwed him once.
Right.
Right. Is I think there are some big money Democrats who would love to have figure out how to do, quote, the brokered convention, if that's possible, where they figure it out in the at the convention.
In the back room?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And, you know, they whip out a Michelle Obama or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think there's some mainstream Dems who think that's like their only chance right now.
Could be right.
I don't know if that would ever happen. I don't know if it can happen. But let's look at, and I'll give...
I don't see why not, actually.
I don't know if Bernie gets so many delegates by the time he gets to wherever their convention is. Is it pretty much an inevitability? That's the thing. But again, they've changed rules before to screw Bernie. Like, remember they had super delegates? You know, this one's worth this many votes and this kind of thing. So who knows?
The whole Hillary thing, yeah.
But... let's go back to down ballot. Mark Kelly. So I was looking at a YouTube video, and I'm sure a bunch of you have seen this. Ed was, you know, looking at best guitar solos, right?
Thank you, yes.
And there's
I was watching Mark Kelly, that's right.
Well, no, it's the advertisement that pops up.
I see what you say. Oh, okay.
It's a Martha one, right? And it's good because Martha doesn't talk too much in it. It's basically, it says, they have quotes from Mark Kelly. They show the where what newspaper it came from, right? About certain things that he's really left on. And, you know, it's kind of the thing, if you're Mark Kelly and you're trying to win a balanced state like Arizona that's right on the edge of going D here, right? You don't want to be associated personally with Bernie Sanders. So that's why Martha's team smartly is doing the Mark Kelly...
too liberal for Arizona.
And that's smart. That really is smart. And so, of course, Mark Kelly. Now, what's funny, I found a story. It's in the Seattle Times by Mike and Mike. Sure, and the bonus, how you doing, right? And this is a Seattle, it's a Washington Post from the Seattle Times. But the first sentence is Mark Kelly. Former astronaut Mark Kelly, the Democrats' hope for flipping the U.S. Senate seat in Arizona, tried to do no harm this month when he was asked about Bernie Sanders. Quote, this is his searing endorsement of Bernie. I will ultimately support the nominee of the Democrat Party, unquote. So, of course, they talk about how Martha is now pounding him about much time talking about the plans of the Democrat socialists from Arizona to raise taxes and award new benefits to undocumented immigrants as it did about Kelly. So anyway, if you're down ballot from Bernie Sanders, I'd say yikes. Because you're really... What the thing about Bernie is he's out and out a Democrat socialist. He said it. He doesn't back away from it. And he, it's not like he's backed off the lines of, yes, I'd like to give benefits to undocumented immigrants. He's out there. He wants to raise your taxes.
To pay for illegals.
I mean, this is why the classic Democrat that's under more mainstream Democrat is freaking out about Bernie. So former rep from New York, Steve Israel, a longtime confidant of Nancy Pelosi. Quote, I can tell you there are a lot of down ballot jitters based on my conversations with colleagues. Donald Trump is going to offer the American people this choice. Do you want to continue building the economy or do you want to lurch towards socialism? And that's a real powerful argument in the Democrat districts that Trump won in 2016.
Certainly is.
So
true too.
Now the best part
dilemma.
Is Now, as you guys know, Bill Buckmaster is much nicer and classier than I, okay? Now, I got to ask Bill, because Bill goes out and tries to get every candidate possible on his show, okay? Did... I know that he's asked Kelly to come on his show. And in the past, when Mark Kelly has put his head up about certain issues, Bill and I have talked about how he doesn't want to come and do a show. So I'll have to ask Bill, does he have Mark Kelly booked on his show anytime soon? Because Mark Kelly does not hit me as a guy who wants to answer tough questions. So we'll see. But he's so far in space above us. Who knows? Who knows? So Ed Alexander, Christy Simone, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Ha!
Look at you. Look at you dancing.
I'm getting in the mood, baby.
Don't hurt yourself. I don't want a workman's comp claim with Bustos Media. Holy cow. 6:49 in the morning. You are on Wake Up Tucson, 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. When we come back at the top of the hour, we'll talk about the state legislature and the Sanctuary Cities bill that got scuttled, and we'll talk about the politics of it and some other effects of that before it's all over and other things. But good morning to our friends from the Oral Valley Historical Society. First of all, Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
And then Peg, who I met yesterday, she introduced herself. She was also at the Sister Jose luncheon yesterday.
Good morning.
That was a beautiful event we went to yesterday.
It was, and the attendance was incredible. Yeah, over 500 people.
Yeah, yeah. It was good people having doing good work.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Good spirit. Mm-hmm. So tell me about Terry. Tell me first and foremost the Oral Valley Historical Society. What is the purpose of this organization, and what do you do?
All right. So the mission of the Historical Society is to promote research, preservation, education, and dissemination of history related to the greater Oro Valley area. I became involved because I was kind of new to town, and I didn't know what to do with myself. And I went to an Arizona History Museum gathering, and I had just kind of gotten involved with the Historical Society, and the lady sitting next to me at this event said, "Oh, Oro Valley, that's a new town. I didn't think they had any history." So I decided, well, we've got to figure out how we get that message across that we do have a very long history going back to the Hohokam. And then I got together with some ladies from the Historical Society, became a board member, and we've been working to get our mission out there to keep our history alive. And it's a great group of people and volunteers. We are completely a volunteer society. We take no money other than donations, and the money that we raise from events, we are self-sustaining. So you can see we have our work cut out for us.
Absolutely. We're going to get to your event in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Peg, how did you get involved? Why are you part of the Historical Society of Oral Valley?
That's an interesting question.
That's all I ask are interesting questions.
I was new to Oral Valley also about 8 years ago, and I was driving down Oracle Road.
Where'd you move from?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. And driving down Oracle Road past the ranch, and there was something happening there.
This is Steam Pump Ranch.
Steam Pump Ranch. And so I dropped in, and there was a gentleman by the name of Henry Ziff, longtime resident of Oro Valley, who was sitting on a hay bale telling old stories about Oro Valley and his growing up there. And I thought, I've got to get in touch with this. I've got to learn about this Wild West from Mr. Ziff. And so I became involved, and I have been involved with the collections area and fundraising for the last several years.
So you guys are bringing in a heavy hitter. You got one of the appraisers from Antiques Roadshow, Catherine Barron, coming
in. Right, right.
And this is on March 12th, which is a Thursday night at the Oral Valley Country Club.
Correct.
And it's from 5 to 8. So what happens at this fabulous, priceless event?
So we I think it was about a year and a half ago or so, Antiques Roadshow was actually in Phoenix.
Right.
And it's very hard to get on that show. You have to provide a lot of information and documentation about what you want to bring in, and you know the tickets are very limited. And we both got dinged. so we apparently didn't have we apparently didn't have an interesting enough item, so we were not allowed on the show.
Well, okay, hold on. Just real quickly, what did you bring to Antiques Roadshow that they didn't dig?
Oh, so it's a doll that is actually part of the collection of the society that was belonged to the daughter of George Push. And we know it came from Germany, and we wanted more information about it and kind of see what the value was. And, well, they didn't respond. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, so we thought, well, there are probably a lot of other people out here that have things that they'd like to know. Is this a treasure or is this a trinket? Can I get rid of it or should I keep it? And so we thought, let's try and have one of these events on our own locally.
Okay.
And Peg will fill in on how she found Catherine, and that's who's coming.
All right, Peg. What's the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey said?
I had some dishes, actually, a couple of years ago. I was going from our family that I was going to send to my daughter in Virginia, and I wanted to have them appraised, and I found Catherine, and she was very competent. She came to the house and did an appraisal. So when we thought about this event, I contacted Catherine and asked her if she would do something like that, and she was excited to do it, and she's got a marvelous background.
Sure.
And she has her master's in art. She has done appraisals for many museums across the country, and we thought she would be the one for us. So she has worked very nicely with us and will be coming on March 12th to appraise an item that everybody that comes can bring an item for appraisal.
So you get dinner for your ticket, $75 per person. You get dinner and an appraisal of one lap size item.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
As Peg put it a couple weeks ago, you can't bring your grandmother's piano.
How about a picture?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and
okay.
It doesn't have to be an antique. It can be a piece of jewelry. It could be a piece of artwork. It could be native pottery. You know, she's an expert in anything, so
okay.
It doesn't have to be an antique.
All right, to sign up, you need to do a couple of things. First of all, you can go to eventbrite.com and put in Oral Valley Historical Society, and that should pop up the event. This
Correct.
Is March 12th at the Oral Valley Country Club.
Yes.
You can hit Peg at Peg O'Connell, O-C-O-N-N-E-L, at ymail.com. And again, all proceeds go to the Historical Society for all your different projects.
Correct.
That's correct.
Correct.
Now, what is in your personal stuff would you guys bring? What, do you have something in your personal world
yeah,
that you
I
would
do.
Bring?
I do. We have, it's been in the family, I guess two generations, a letter that was signed by Abraham Lincoln. It actually is a document. It's from the time when he was a lawyer. And a lot of that information isn't out about him. We know him as president, but I'm, as you might guess from this accent, from Chicago. And so, you know, we're the land of Lincoln out in Illinois, and, you know, we came by this letter, and we have no idea what the value is. So
okay.
We've got that.
How about you, Peg? You got something you're going to bring?
We have some memorabilia from my husband's father when he was in China during World War II that we're going to bring. We're also going to bring that same doll that was dinged up in Phoenix.
We're going to know what this damn doll's story
exactly.
is and not.
Exactly.
Now, a question. I'm going to ask you a question I ask all new folks on the show. Now, but I want to promo real quick. March 12th, Oral Valley Country Club. It's called Priceless. It's an antiques appraisal dinner event with Catherine Barron from, she's an expert appraiser, formerly on Antiques Roadshow. $75 gets you a fabulous dinner at the fabulous Oral Valley Country Club and the appraisal of a lap-sized item per guest.
Yes.
And remember, go to Eventbrite and go Oral Valley Historical Society to get your tickets.
That's yes. right.
I need to know your favorite two locally owned restaurants that you guys like to eat at.
Okay.
It's a tough question for people sometimes. So who wants to go first, Terry or Peg?
Well, I will go go local. Harvest up in Oro Valley.
Okay. And Lambert Elvira's. And La Cañada. Ellen and Elvira's downtown.
Yes.
Is there something in Elvira's you like?
Well, because I am of Hispanic descent, and my husband claims I make the best mole sauce.
Look at you.
Outside of Elvira, outside of me, Elvira's has the best mole sauces.
Amen, sister. How about you, Peg?
Well, it's interesting. I was going to say Harvest as well. I do like that. But we also like to go to the Keg, especially during happy hour when we get the small bites.
The Keg happy hour, that's like the place for the Oro Valleyan. So.
You bet.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure, first of all, meeting you yesterday and again today.
Thank you.
I got double Peg in the last 24 hours. It was great to meet you today, Terry. Thanks for all your efforts doing work with the Historical Society. It's a wonderful, thankless job sometimes, and we appreciate that you do it.
And we appreciate you. So
right.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right. The event is called Priceless. It's on Thursday night, March 12th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Oro Valley Country Club. Dinner and an appraisal of a lap-sized item with Catherine Barron from Antiques Roadshow. All right, guys.
Hope to see you.
Have a great event.
Thank you so much.